So, Yifeng, you went to that 105 key for public hearing at the Vancouver City Hall.
I went there on Tuesday. There's another one on Thursday.
There's another one on Thursday,
Yeah.
which is today, right?
Yeah.
So you went to the one on Tuesday. Was the one today created because there were too many people signing up as speakers on Tuesday?
Yeah, there are about like 133 people sign up for just to speak out. So I was a bit surprised for the number of participants, and the whole city hall was packed with many people. A lot of people they had to stand outside. The police did not allow them to get into the building because it was too crowded. Luckily, because we are media, so we got the access to get into the building.
So there were a lot of people essentially in the overflow space, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
And
I guess people are paying attention to this project. So what were the problems with this project anyway?
the problem is basically there's gonna be a they are trying to build a condo building there, and there are controversies about whether there should be a building there, how many social housing units should be there, what height should the building be, because if the building is too high, this might block the view of the San Yansan Garden. And also there's issue about whether having a building so close to the right inside of the center of the Chinatown is this a respectful thing to do toward the community. So these are the controversies. But at the end of the day, I think the whole question is whether this project respects Chinatown or not, or whether this project ruins the historical heritage or not.
So at the end of the day, the question about this project, it's about respect over the people rather than following the wishes of the certain corporations and banks, right?
Yeah, I think technically it is a private land, and the key issue is whether there should be a building there. If they allow to have a building, what kind of building should be there? If it has to be a apartment building, how many social units? What kind of how many social housing units should be there? So these are the questions, and there are more people against the project at the city hall that day. I can feel it. The leaders, the organizers, are a group of many different groups of young. I think most of them are native-born Chinese. They are the organizers, and they organized many seniors to attend the event. The hearing, but there is also another huge group wearing red jerseys. They support the project, and they are arguing that there are senior units there. So why should we deny this project, since it is a parking space anyway? So these are two major groups there on that day. And essentially, I also spoke to some of the Chinese community leaders. I heard that essentially inside of Chinatown, both the Chinese Cultural Center and also the Chinese Benevolent Association they don't really have a consensus. So people are split into different campaigns as well, different positions as well. So some of the Chinese leaders do support the project. They are arguing that the developer has done enough compromise. Therefore, they are leaning toward welcoming this project.
So, at the end of the day, do you think, well, first of all, was that land ever owned by the government? And secondly, do you think the developer's proposal on the social housing component was a sufficient, let's say, Trojan horse to build that condo over there?
The second question, okay. I mean, even the whole building is social housing building, it would not be enough, right? Because there are really many Chinese seniors living near Chinatown region, and their living condition is not that well if you have ever been to these senior buildings. I've been there many times. So just talking about how to make people's life better in that district, having this project, I guess, has nothing to do with that. Sorry, what was the first question again?
What issues were those groups split on?
I don't really know. I heard there might be some interest, personal interest there. And also there are different arguments, right? Some people saying that, okay, if you want to make the Chinatown great again, the business prosper again, you need to have more people going to that region, and not just more people, but relatively affluent people, residents, more middle class residents. So having a new building there, bringing more middle class new residents, increase the chance of them shopping there. And also in this way, you can somehow make the business better again. Because if you always have poor people coming to Chinatown, and if they don't and they don't spend enough, there's no way to make the community prosper again. So that's the one of the arguments. And also, of course, on the other hand, they call this gentrification, right? So they say this is basically kicking people who've been living there for a long time out. So basically, that's another way of kicking people out. I think the essential, to be honest, just talking about business in Chinatown, as I mentioned before, the key issue is really safety. It's just so close to downtown East Side. That's the number one issue. And number two issue is that the business in Chinatown is very kind of like grocery, typical old-fashioned Cantonese style way of doing business, or the stuff they sell, right? But the reality is that even just for Chinese, it is more multicultural now. People from all over China, even all over Asia now living in Vancouver, so they prefer different cuisines, they prefer different products, prefer different ways of shopping, and the Chinatown business cannot provide that. Or the other way of saying that is that they are not providing that. So this is why Chinese people go to Richmond or Metrotown regions, because these are the areas really reflect the true demographic of Chinese residents here in Vancouver. So that's a real issue, I think, just in terms of business. For the project itself, I'm thinking if people would, of course, like MP Jenny Kwan made an argument that to her, the goal is at least more than 25 units of social housing. There are seniors arguing that the whole building should be a building built for Chinese seniors. Some people are arguing that this area should be a senior center. There are different proposals or arguments. At the end of the day, I think if they really want to block this project to be approved, you cannot depend on Chinese alone because number one, the Chinese are not unified in this issue, as I mentioned. Number two, most not I don't have a scientific number here, but I get to have the feeling that most Chinese residents here in Metro Vancouver, they don't give a shit. It is what it is. Why? Well, we discussed about this in the earlier episode. It has more to do with self-identification, especially for new immigrants. So depending on Chinese alone, well, probably won't be enough. But now we have these social native Chinese social activists, which means there's a potential to make this issue appeal to the left-wing supporters or left-wing political base. So I feel, just tactically speaking, if they want to block this project, they probably want to make this whole situation not just a Chinese community thing, but also a class issue. Because if you read Facebook, come on, people are saying all weird stuff like, oh, I think Vancouver is already a Chinatown, stuff like that, which is not very friendly. But if somehow they can pitch this issue as a housing crisis related issue or even as a political donation related issue against Vision Vancouver, maybe they have a shot. Let's say threatening, because you really need to have non-Chinese voters on board in order to threat the governing party to stop or postpone this project.
Yeah, I agree because even with the Chinese groups who are opposed to this project, the size of the opposition is so small given the visible minority factor that the government could consider it as cricket, so they would probably use it as a justification to go ahead. And I think those activist groups would have to mobilize like the essentially the general electorate, the general population within the town to as an issue of who the government is working for, right?
To be honest, if the Chinese they are unified on this issue and people really give a shit, you know how many in just in city of Vancouver alone, the percentage of ethnic Chinese is huge. But there's no way they have a consensus. I don't think they really care about this issue that much. Even I haven't even mentioned that the Chinese voting turnout is always kind of low. So you really need to have other groups to be on board. That's it. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Do you know how many hearings they're gonna have? Is it just the two this week, or what's gonna happen after that?
I don't really know. I think there have been hearings before. This is just another one. But I think some of the activist groups, I think they will have other events going on. There will be other events going on, and seeing there's a group, they're gonna play Mahjong again. Mahjong again. I don't know when, to be honest, but there will be more actions for sure.
Okay, it will be very interesting to see how that develops.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, that's it for now.
okay, we'll let you know more as this project develops.